Well, I think that this is a very admirable stance by the European Union. However, the only problem is that it is a stance that is almost impossible for either the European Union to follow forward or to defend on the international stage, perhaps with any other competitors in international relations such as China and Russia. And we know very well that the EU is eager to get into Zimbabwe following the growth, and other African countries following the growth of Chinese influence there. And I think that for that reason alone, the European Union is certainly taking a difficult stance and may not be able to carry it through.
Do you think the European Union is now regretting rolling back its sanctions on ZANU-PF?
In the big scheme of things, because international relations is not necessarily about aid and about human rights. International relations is about the interests of the relating countries. I therefore think that the issue, Zamara's issue, and the issue of the position that the EU has taken will always be subject to the economic and political interests, which I think will always go take precedence. Therefore, I do not think that the EU will is regretting this position. I think that they will from time to time make condemnations, just as President Obama recently said that, you know what, Colonel Gaddafi was a dictator. We could constantly bash at and lambast for human rights abuses, but he was not necessarily a terrorist. And I think that occasionally you find that the West does a good job of condemning human rights abuses without necessarily taking any substantive action. And I think that this is going to be the case in the long term.